Hey, what's up, everybody? That is the sound of an Irish death. It is St. Patty's. Just went out to have beers for our buddy Sterling's birthday party. It was me, Tyler Grady, Chase, Tyler Dempsey, Sterling, Jared, and Sterling's brother, Chad. And it was pretty fucking fun. Just kind of getting out on St. Patty's, you know? By the way, what the fuck do we celebrate St. Patty's for? So we were trying to figure it out, and it's like, the only, like, logical conclusion was, so, like, during the potato famine, during the Irish whole fucking, their version of, like, a Holocaust was the potato famine, right? Did, like, they just couldn't grow potatoes? You think of, like, the potato famine, but you're like, what does that mean? You just, could you grow lettuce? Could you grow fucking apples? It was just no potato seeds? And does a potato come out of a seed? I literally don't fucking know. Because it's clearly not a tree. And because you've seen, like, the potatoes, they sprout their little schmutz, little pubes that come out of the fucking bag if you keep them in there for, like, what, like a month? So I'm trying to figure out what the St. Patrick's guy did, because maybe it has nothing to do with the potato famine, but if it does, like, was this guy just, did he have seeds? Was he just hoarding these fuckers and nobody had the seeds, nobody could grow potatoes, and then he's like, no, well, actually, I have a fuck ton of seeds. I'm just going to grow all the potatoes. Like, okay, well, why didn't you do that before, man? So, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe St. Patrick was, like, a dope dude who, like, fed everybody not potatoes, like, some vegan shit. Maybe he was the start of the vegan movement. But potatoes are vegan, so, I mean, maybe he started the vegan alternative to the vegan plant-based diet. Who knows? Text me or at me on Twitter if you know what the fuck St. Patrick did. Don't Google. I don't want no phony bullshit like, oh yeah, so Wikipedia said. No, I want your first thought. And, cause yeah, I have no idea. I'm like 20% Irish, I think, 23andMe. And we already know that I'm 2% Jewish, so. Myers-Leonard can kick rocks, cause remember when he said the K word? Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty fucking offended, dude. He said, the K word, and then followed with bitch. But if we think about that, I've said some gnarly shit playing Call of Duty. I'm not saying I empathize with him, but I kind of understand just, like, the blank bullshit of just talking while playing Call of Duty. And also, could you think of, like, if you had $40 million? Could you imagine having $40 million and then playing Xbox with boys? And you're like, hey man, we're just talking shit. But his thing was, he fucking wanted to capitalize. He's like, I have too much money, but I need more. I need more money. And that was his downfall. Because he had tens of millions. But what his fucking thought was, hey, well, I need to stream and get these fucking kids that watch my NBA games on their parents' packages. I need their parents to steal their fucking debit cards and Venmo me money or fucking Twitch me some money. I don't know the currency trading on Twitch, but yeah, so I think his thought was like, well, I'm just gonna Twitch because that's kind of hot to do, right? We're all hot here. So but that doesn't make sense, because if you're playing Xbox with your boys, you should not be worrying about money, especially if you have fucking money, greedy cunt. He should have just kept his mouth shut while twitching and just like, hey, look at my skill. But if you wanted to fuck around and say some gnarly shit, that's when you keep it on the party chat. All the boys in my parties, they know that whatever the fuck is said stays in the party chat. Myers-Leonard broke the golden rule of the Xbox party chat, especially Call of Duty. You say some fuck shit, you keep that to your friends and yourself, boy. There's no wild shit needs to be said in Twitch. And why the fuck are you on Twitch, dude? If I have 40 million, the last thing I'm doing is going on Twitch and worrying about fucking clowns that don't have near as much money and just fucking listening for my every, like, thought. I'm like, hey, all right, he's going to say some fuck shit, and I'm waiting. Because you goddamn know it was not a fan that was like, oh, I was a huge fan of Myers Leonard when he was in Portland, and I was in the Heat, and I'm a huge Heat fan. I'm a huge Myers Leonard fan. You're like, no. These fucking assholes, they know that he was going to say some fuck shit. Hey, they hit gold. So I'm not on Myers Leonard's side. I'm just saying, hey, I understand, man. We say some fuck shit on Xbox. I'm not saying the K word. I'm not saying some any hateful shit. But if you think about it, like, out of context, there was nothing anti-Semitic he said. He was playing Call of Duty. He just said some random fuck shit. It's just fuck shit. So I'm not excusing what he said. I'm just saying, let's think of the context. He was literally just being a fag. P-H-A-G. He was just being a fag, saying some shit, and that's it. And speaking of that, like, what's up with this fucking stop Asian hate bullshit? Like, stop Asian hate. People are hating Asians because of the COVID bullshit. But 90% of the fucking population doesn't hate Asians. It's a small amount of fucking people. But guess what? That same small amount of fucking people are saying the same fuck shit about white people, black people, fucking Mexicans, fucking Middle Eastern fools. They're just hateful fucking people. And guess what? When you hashtag stop Asian hate, guess what that's not doing? There's not a single fucking Nazi. There's not a single fucking black pride dude. There's not a single fucking, like, Mexican pride dude. Whatever the fuck. There's not a single person going, oh, shit. Fucking Dax Shepard said, stop Asian hate. I better stop the Asian hate. I was saying the G word. I was saying all sorts of fucking gnarly shit. But do you know what? Jessica Alba said, stop the Asian hate. Like, what are we fucking doing, dude? All this social media outrage is just bullshit. When are we gonna fucking learn that all this bullshit is just for social media fucking currency? We need to separate the social media currency from the real life fucking problems and the real life fucking outrage. Real life outrage is seeing somebody jumping somebody for no reason other than, like, just straight hatred of a fucking, like, racial, religious, sexual preference. Like, that's a fuck thing to do. Like, you attack that fool and say, hey, this is bullshit. Stop the gay hate. Stop the Asian hate. But you just do it. You don't hashtag stop the Asian hate, because, to quote the great Anthony Jeselnik, the comedian, hit up his two Netflix specials, Thoughts and Prayers and Fire in the Maternity Ward. They're both on Netflix. But, like, to quote him, it's, you're not seeing that shit going, oh my god, I need to stop the hate. All you're saying is, there's a lot of fuck shit going on in the world, but don't forget how fads I am. That's all you're fucking doing. And I'm tired of it, man. It's so fucking exhausting, because, like, I've been accused by some fucking people close to me, but not really close to me. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to get too fucking intimate with the conversation, but, like, people that, like, my ex has been associated with have literally called me out and, like, you're just a white privileged fucking piece of shit. And you're like, no, I'm a free thinker. And if I say something you don't fucking agree with, you can't just say I'm a fucking piece of shit. You have to explore what the context of the things I'm saying are. And you have to go, oh, that makes sense, kind of. Or let's have a fucking dialogue. Keep it off fucking social media. Let's have a conversation. Call me up, FaceTime. Let's fucking talk. Terrence McKenna said that we're fucking the butterfly. Like, we're the fucking cocoons that are turning into the technological butterfly. Like, we're literally just these fucking human apparatuses. Like, just fucking human little pieces of shit that are blossoming into this dependent fucking person on a technological, like, base. And we're just gonna start fucking talking through social media and forget a human interaction kind of lifestyle. And that's fucking bullshit. I'm just, hold on. I'm just tired. Because it's like, where's the civil discourse? Where's the intent? Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying drop the N-word. I'm not saying fucking say the K-word. But I'm saying there's a time and place for words and fucking around. And you need to know the intent. If I'm saying fag with a PH, it's clearly not a fucking knock against gay people. I'm just being a fucking goon. I'm just saying some stupid fucking shit. I'm drinking, I'm talking on a podcast, I'm talking with friends, and I'm calling myself, I'm calling my friends a fucking fag or whatever the shit. It doesn't matter. Think of what I'm fucking saying. We're losing track of what is important, and we're throwing away common decency of like just... like, respecting what people are saying. Like, if it's a joke and it's not funny, say, I'm not gonna laugh. Whatever, just keep your fucking mouth shut. People need to learn to keep their mouths shut. People need to learn that they're uninteresting and they're not fucking cool and nobody needs to hear them. But when they say some shit that's outlandish, some people feel guilty for whatever the fuck reason. Maybe they're secretly racist. And I'm not saying, like, liberals and these fucking people are racist, but I'm saying they're literally focusing on everything like, oh, I just do not want to offend anybody. But guess what? You're literally offending people by fucking defending. You're offending people by defending. I'll say it again. You're offending people by defending them, thinking they can't fucking defend themselves. I have friends of all sorts of races and shit, but guess what I don't say? Hey, this is kind of friend. This is just, I have friends, man. I have friends. Sure, I've labeled my friends as certain types of groups, but just to let you know, like, this is where I'm at. I'm friends with fucking lots of people. The things I say are like the fucking, the topic I, blah, 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 I have not been drinking. But the topics that I'm talking about are not out of hate. I'm just saying things. Maybe it's not funny. Maybe you don't think it's funny, but guess what? You shouldn't fucking hit up my boss and say, hey, this fucker made a joke. He can't pay his bills anymore. I'm fucking tired of this bullshit, man. So the stop Asian hate thing, you're literally just saying, hey, I am definitely not hateful towards Asians. I've never said an Asian joke, okay? I'm never saying this shit. I'm never saying negative stuff about anybody, dude. Give me 5 likes. I have deserved these 5 likes. It's just boring, man. The people that are, like, fishing for likes on social media, there's not the types of people I want to fucking associate with. And if you're listening, I hope you're not the fucking type either. I want the, not the fans, but I want friends and listeners that enjoy our podcasts. And like anything I do, my friends do, I just want us all to have a good fucking time and just know that everything we're saying is just funky. We're just the epitome of funky. We're not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. We're just having a good fucking time and have some laughs. Not everything's gonna fucking hit. If I make 10 jokes and only 4 hit, that's awesome. Give me a laugh. Just silence my ass and make me feel goofy and make me feel uncomfortable for the rest of the 6. Wait, I don't know if that math was right. 4, 6, I think. 3, 7, whatever it was. Make me feel like the asshole by silence. Silence is way worse. If I fucking tweet, hey, I hate, and then insert racist thing here. Do you know what's worse than hitting at my boss? Literally saying nothing. Because guess what? If you don't like it and nobody likes it, then that person looks like the asshole and nobody agrees. The like is the agree button. So if you don't like it, then guess what? This motherfucker's probably not going to say more fuck shit. Because guess what? There's no currency. There's no social media currency that supports his idea. But if you like it or you comment, that creates outrage. And then guess what? That motherfucker could be insecure as shit. And he could just go, oh, well, I'm going to retaliate. And then he becomes this fucking person that goes, oh, well, I love the attention. I love the fuck shit. So it's just not worth it. The fucking outrage needs to stop. Silence is a huge, huge weapon. Silent but deadly, motherfuckers. Silent but deadly. That's all you gotta fucking do. Sometimes the best thing to do is not say a fucking thing. And guess what? This is a rant that I thought of the other day, and I'm just going to fucking say it to end this shit out. This is a quick little solo ep. So, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard this shit, but there's a new trend called super straight. Super straight means if I'm a chick, I only fuck dudes that were born with cock and balls. Or if I was a dude, I only fuck chicks that were born with puss and butthole. If you fuck a butthole, then hey, puss and butthole. Same with dudes. If you're a chick and you love butthole too. But super straight is saying you love the opposite gender that was genuinely born. But then here's my thought. So gay, trans, bi, pan, whatever the fuck. All these people are saying, hey, fuck super straight. That doesn't make sense. That's not a real thing. Because you're just clowning the whole thing. But you're saying, fuck you, man. We can literally break down our sexual preferences to the T, but you can't. And it's bullshit. Because when these fucking... I mean, if you're listening this far, you probably already know what my intentions are. But what I'm trying to say is that transgender, when you say, I am a trans woman, you're saying you are a man and you're transitioning into a woman. So you were not always a woman, you're a man and you're transitioning to a woman. And that's fine. Do you, boo? I don't give a fuck. And then when you're saying, I'm gay, that means I like the same sex. When you're saying bi, you're like, I like men and women. And then they break it down even further to, if I'm pansexual, I like men, women, and other. And other means you like trans women, trans men, whatever the fuck. You like other. You like everybody. So if you're bisexual, you like men and women. But if you're pan, you like everybody. So you're literally saying yourself that you're down to fuck anybody. And that includes trans women and men. So you're saying trans women and men are something else. So you're down to include them in your group. And that's fucking fine. But don't fucking clown somebody that is literally using your logic to create the fucking super straight agenda. Granted, it is a troll. And that's fine. Because, I mean, fuck, you're trolling us by saying all this fuck shit. I'm demigod sexual. I fuck only people that are half gods, half humans. Zeus came down and fucked my dad, and we had this bitch who shoots lightning out of her eyes sometimes. Like, I'm demisexual. It's bullshit. You're fucking breaking this shit down so stupid. I'm tutti frutti putti putti. I'm a cereal boy. I fuck with cereal, but I'm also a boy. I fuck Fruit Loops and I put them on my little tiny thin dick, and I have a straw penis and I put Fruit Loops on my dick. It's like, you're just making shit up, dude. This is bullshit. So do you know what? From now on, if you're listening, I hope that you just kind of take things as a joke, primarily. If it seems more serious, take it as serious, but let's not create the outrage. If you're fucking listening and you see some fuck shit and you don't agree, guess what? Nobody's changing minds on the fucking internet. All you gotta do is be quiet, don't give them the like, and if nobody gives them a like, guess what? They don't win. You fucking win. That's all. I feel like if nobody's going to put out the effort and spend money on their platform and try to create some bullshit that nobody agrees with. And guess what? If you see some fucking, like, say you hate Ben Shapiro, that fucking goofy autistic dude. If you hate him, like, some stuff he says is dope, but a lot of shit he says is kind of funky. But if you don't like him, guess what? Tweeting at him saying he's a fucking asshole is not going to do shit. It's going to bring his fucking little asshole followers that you don't like. They're the fucking other boring version of you on the other side of the spectrum. Hey, fuck you. But guess what? You're both losing. You're both looking like assholes defending a man. Defend yourself if you're attacked, but that's it. Stop attacking people for their fucking views. If you see a dude walking around with a swastika all over his car, say fuck you and just move on. Don't try to find out where he lives or whatever the fuck. Just keep him at an arm's length distance and go, do you know what? That fucking sucks. That guy sucks. And I'm just going to do me. We have one fucking life. Stop trying to use your energy that's fucking limited to just create conflict. I mean, fight somebody if they attack your kids. Fight somebody if they attack your friends and family. Do that. Stop trying to put your life and your fucking, name and your whole, like, identity and trying to fucking defend somebody that doesn't really give a fuck about you. That's all I'm trying to say. So, do you know what? I still don't know what the fuck St. Patty's Day is, but do you know what? We got drunk. Happy birthday, Sterling. And, I love you guys. And, yeah. Rant over. Have a good night, my friends.